the program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Truth that you can believe, live with, and die with. Yes, the truth of God's Word, eternal truth. Last week, we spent the entire week talking about the man with an open will. We selected this man by the name of Philip in the book of Acts and showed you what would happen to a person who would open up his heart and will to God, and how that God can use an ordinary man in an extraordinary way in the cause of his kingdom. Philip was a man with an open will. He found before him an open road. And upon this open road, he found a man riding in a chariot, reading an open Bible. And the Lord directed that Philip would draw near to this man, and he got up in a chariot, and he preached to this man because he found a man with an open heart. And that brings us to the thought we left off with Friday, and that Philip opened his mouth as he got up there and found a man with an open Bible and an open heart. And I'd like to call your attention to some scripture reading there in the 8th chapter of Acts as we get our thoughts going today, continuing this theme of the man with an open will. In Acts chapter 8, let's just review a thing we read last week and tie it in with what we're going to say this morning. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 35, "Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. As they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing." Isn't this a wonderful and exciting picture we have before us today? A man with an open will has been brought to have contact with a man with an open heart and an open Bible, and Philip, the man with an open will, opens his mouth and begins at the same scripture and preaches unto him Jesus. And as they are riding along in this chariot, they come by some water, and the eunuch says, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? So as he opened his mouth to this man with an open heart, they found an open stream, an open body of water. And what a wonderful combination this is. The Ethiopian noticed a pond or a lake of water, and he wanted to be baptized here in verse 36. And we've already pointed out to you that he preached Jesus to him, and when you preach Jesus, you eventually will get around to baptism, because we must show how the person is identified with the death of Christ and accepting the benefits of the death of Christ. So this man, the Ethiopian, who had never heard of Christ before, evidently, now heard, and he heard what he must do to accept Christ. And he says, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip told him he could if he believed with all of his heart. And then he made that great confession there in verse 37. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What a wonderful and exciting time we are reading about here. A person accepting Christ and Christ becoming the Lord of his life. Yes, what doth hinder me to be baptized? He had to believe with all of his heart. He didn't say, vote on you first, or he didn't say, pray through first. He said, if you believe with all of your heart, implying that he is also repenting according to Acts 2:38. So he made that great confession. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, or the Son of God. And that's when he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went both down into the water. They found the open water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. That's where the gospel always leads. When a person believes and repents, he always enters into the water of baptism to be baptized into Christ. Open water. That's what it is in the Bible, as he was immersed into Christ Jesus, like the Bible teaches. So they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. What an exciting picture we have before us. We'll talk tomorrow about the man with an open will and these exciting things we have been reading about today. Please listen tomorrow, and thank you for listening today.